This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, an Ella's Leash production. Heard as a podcast around the world, but heard first on radio stations 100.7 WHUD FM and Real Country 920, 1260, and 1420 AM, all in New York's Hudson Valley. Shine On, bringing you healers and dreamers and people who want to make life richer. It's your time to shine on. Hi, it's Casey, shining on today with your core values and your true path. What three values do you value most? At the Shine On Weekend back in March, I invited Ida Fields to present. She's a coach at the Corcoran Real Estate Group in New York, and the work she does coaching top agents works for everyone. The exercise Ida did that day is one we can all do today. You can go to casey.co, K-A-C-E-Y.co, and click on the core values page, and a list of about 120 words will pop up. Pick the three words that really define you at your core, just three. And you can, if you wish, make all decisions based on these three core values going forward. See how that works out for you. I found out I was living very far afield from my three core values. Yes, I was, and I immediately made a shift. Ida suggests you find your three core values and then record an audio reminder into your phone to keep yourself on track. Ida Fields, her very simple exercise of picking just three words was hard, but when I let my heart pick, my world changed. How did you come up with this?
How I came up with this was at Corcoran, where I coach agents, we have a Book of the Month Club. What we do is we pick different motivational books, and it was actually about a year ago, a book was recommended by one of our top agents as something that caused a shift in his thinking, The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. I highly recommend it. It's a really amazing book. And one of the things he talks about is core values. And I said, and I looked and I saw he has this list of about 400 core values on this page. And, you know, I sort of understood and I said, you know, that there's really something to that. And from that, it took me a while, but I sort of came up with my own exercise that sort of said, all right, if we really are looking at, you know, who we are as people, and our tagline is live who you are, and the tagline for our coaching is to empower the best version of who you are, the first question is, who are you? And so when you come back to, you know, what are your beliefs? And when I looked at this big page of 400 words, and I said, all right, I'm going to have agents pick this, and then I'm going to go through a personal branding that's going to sort of help message, you know, who they are and what that looks like. I said, well, you have to do it yourself. And I said, well, I know who I am. I'm like, well, you know, but I don't ask anyone to do anything I'm not willing to do for myself. So I went and I looked at these words. I've always been a very driven person, very career focused. I've accomplished a lot in my life. I've always been a leader, you know, manager of teams in all sorts of different ways. So I thought, well, it's surprising because the words I was drawn to were connectivity, creativity, generosity, caring, collaboration, kindness, love, insight, creativity. I wasn't drawn to any of the achievement, accomplishment, determination, leadership, power, righteousness. You know, all of the words that I would have thought made up, you know, who I thought I was. And I realized that when I really narrowed it down to my three, and my three were insight, creativity, and kindness, I said, oh, okay, that feels good. That feels right. That speaks to my heart. And then what I did was I said, where am I not aligned in my day-to-day actions and my day-to-day behavior with these three, insight, creativity, and kindness? And for me, I was very in line with insight, very in line with creativity, but where there was a disconnect was the kindness. When I looked at, you know, my day-to-day behavior, I was very often choosing being right or righteous over being kind. And that's where I had this big epiphany that said, if kindness is one of your top three core values and you're not behaving in alignment with that core value day to day, and you're, you know, being a little snarky in an email or, you know, pointing out something that you think is right or, you know, whatever it is, like, that's why you're not feeling good about yourself.
Right.
You know, that's, you know, there's a disconnect there. You need to correct that. And I literally, from that day forward, really changed how I behaved in so many situations. And I would catch myself and almost recognize where I might have done this in the past, but now I'm leading with kindness. And so that is much more important to me than being right.
This is a huge, significant shift, but it's accomplished so easily because it's who you really are. Somehow things take over in life and you get caught up like on an escalator that's not even yours.
Yes, and I find one of the most fascinating things about this exercise, I've done it in rooms of, I think we had, at the retreat, I don't know, maybe there was 30, or so people there, maybe 30 or 40, but as many as 80 people in a room, and I've done it at least once a month, usually twice a month for over a year. So that's a lot of people, and we can have 40 different people share their three values. I have never yet had a room where two people matched on the three values.
Yeah.
I've had one match, I've had as many as two match, but I've never had two people match all three, and I think that's very telling.
And it shows, too, that we are all so different, and the world needs all of the combinations. So maybe you're walking around expressing yourself a certain way in life because you were taught to or shown to or thought you had to. When you get in touch with your core values, it feels so freaking fantastic. So now I have a reminder on my phone. Four times a day, I get little reminders on my phone that have messages to keep me in check. And one of my messages now is, today I embody my core values of quiet, beauty, and simplicity. I love it when it pops up on my phone, this little message. And it's just a reminder. And I need to be reminded, or I could slide back to the old way of being too busy or too loud or not appreciating beauty or making things too complicated.
So what you've done, I don't know if you realize this, but what you've done is you just created the first line of your AI. It stands for your audio internalizer. It's the voice memo feature in your smartphone. We all have it. It's something that will very easily record your voice, and it takes no more than a few minutes. You just said the first line. For me, my first line is, today, I embody my core values of inspiration, creativity, and kindness. I am empowering my best self by helping others create their best selves. Today, I give my time and talent to those that believe in me. Right? Mm. We're the average of the five people we spend the most time with. So I'm really clear that I'm not going to spend time trying to prove myself because there's enough people that believe in me.
Right?
When my feet touch the ground upon waking, I spend a moment in gratitude. After looking at my calendar, I spend a few minutes setting my intention and visualizing the day as my best self. Today, I let go of old habits and create new ones that nourish my body, mind, and spirit. And I get very specific. I say, today, I enjoy tea, lemon water, and plant-based foods. I avoid flour, limit sugar, and spend an hour moving my body. My time on the train is spent learning from others that have what I want. And I outreach to one such person before I start my workday. Today, I take action to move towards my goal of creating my podcast and successful coaching program leveraging my own wellness journey and marketing talents. I create a daily action plan and calendar my time. I go to sleep by 10 p.m. and limit my mindless media exposure. When I feel out of sync during the day, I honor a pause, close my eyes, reset, and reframe. Today, I trust all that is happening is for my greater good.
The inspiring coach, Ida Fields. Choose your core values. There's a list at Casey.co. Create a recording to keep you on your path and lead you to the next right action. Ida will join us June 3rd for the walk and talk as we discuss the book, The Abundance Project. Find details at Casey.co. Here's another list to make for yourself. What are the things in your life that are stifling you, and what is actually supporting you? We are going to stop worrying and start wondering now with Amber Ray. What's her life work?
My work is really around emotional mastery. And this started by not being a master of my emotions, and in fact, repressing and numbing and pushing them away, which was leading to all kinds of gaps and paralysis in my life. And I turned my life into this living laboratory for self-discovery and did all these different experiments and really began the study of our emotions, both through psychotherapy and neuroscience, as well as different experiments that I've done, and it's all led to this work I do today.
Choose wonder over worry. Move beyond fear and doubt to unlock your full potential. Amber Ray is our guest. Now, Amber, you are on the younger side of life. And it's amazing that you figured out so much so soon. So when you decided to start your life lab, what took you to that point?
It was a breakdown moment. If you would have met me a decade ago, I was rising the ranks in Silicon Valley. And I was, you know, in some way, I was hustling for approval, as actually Brene Brown would call it. And I thought that I needed to do perfect and perform and excel in all these ways and check off all the boxes and have everything look perfect on paper. And yet I felt really miserable on the inside. And I was popping Adderall to get more done. And I was just buying into these different stories about my worthiness, and it led to this breakdown moment, which is where the breakthrough happened around, whoa, this isn't working, this isn't my life, and really the journey of uncovering what was. And I lost my father when I was young, and so began studying psychology when I was around 11, and was just always fascinated by the human condition and the human experience. And so naturally, when that breakdown happened, my first inclination was to get curious about my own inner world and to understand my thought patterns and beliefs and to see what was stifling me and what was actually supporting me and how I could shift and reframe some aspects of my life to begin to realize what else was possible.
What a beautiful question. What is stifling me and what is actually supporting me? I love that. What is supporting me? That is a great thing to ask yourself before every move. Is this going to support me? And to hear you say you were popping Adderall to try to get more done in a day almost makes me want to cry. My heart aches for those hours and days and months and years that you had trying to do more and more and more and more. I think we've all been there to some extent, but it sounds like you were really there. How did you learn to choose wonder? I mean, of all things, wonder?
Yeah, well, the wonder came really through the worry and the fear and realizing that way wasn't supporting me and wondering about what else could. And so the wonder came through asking myself, the big questions, who am I? Why am I here? What are my gifts? What actually matters? And through then also wondering about where I learned that I had to get more done in order to be worthy of love. And, as I began to worry about these different belief structures that were driving my life, that's when a lot of freedom and expansiveness opened up for me.
Where did you learn to worry?
As a kid, I was filled with so much curiosity and wonder. My mom was this incredible entrepreneur who really created a container for me to follow those curiosities. And between the education system, between, how I thought I was supposed to build a career in order to be seen as enough, a lot of it, I think, was both societal, some was family, some was teaching, some was, just how I interpreted things as a kid and what I made things mean.
Tell everybody listening how they know when they're enough.
We're born enough. We are enough. There's no when or if or how to be enough. Enoughness is just our birthright in who we are.
Did everybody hear that? Enoughness is just our birthright in who we are. And who is this young Amber Ray so full of confidence to write this book? Well, I invite you to look at page 134. Who the hell am I to write a book? I don't have my master's in psychology. I don't have the credentials to offer, quote, advice. I'm only 31 years old. If I do this, they might find out about me and call me a fraud. That would hurt. I probably shouldn't do this, right? And it goes on and on and on. And you sort of take yourself from worry to wonder. But my soul is literally dying. I've been studying for this forever, and I am not a fraud. Underline, 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 exclamation, exclamation. It's time to write the damn book. Okay, I'm writing the book. I'm giving it my all. Deep breath. And so it's time. XO A Ray. It's funny. Last week's Shine On show was called Write the Damn Book.
Wow.
So this is a little wink from the universe to me to let me know that I'm on the right track, talking to exactly who I should be speaking to, Amber Ray. Worry, you say, is actually the voice of our inner critic. And the inner critic is there for a good reason, right?
Yeah, the inner critic wants to protect us and keep us safe. And, the inner critic can, of course, stifle us if we're listening to it, if we're buying into it, if we're believing it. But oftentimes the inner critic shows up because it's like, hey, I'm scared and I want you to know and I want to make sure you're paying attention. It's like that very nervous friend who freaks out if they don't have a sense of control.
Right. There's good worry and bad worry. Tell us about that.
So good worry is, you know, we have a threat mechanism system in our brain. We've evolved as a species with worry and fear to protect us from death and to protect us from danger. And so if we're too close to the edge of a mountain, worry will show up and say, like, hey, back off. Or if we have a really important deadline coming up, worry might say, hey, this is really important. Pay attention. And so worry is useful when it's within our control and we can take productive action. When worry is toxic, it's when it's those ruminating thoughts that we believe and buy into. I'm not good enough. Who am I to do this? What will they think of me? I might fail. I have to do this in order to be loved. All those stories we buy into that ruminate like a tape in our mind, that becomes toxic and that can paralyze our potential.
And finally, our feelings are not the problem.
So many people think the feelings are the issues. Oh, if I could just make my fear go away, if I could get rid of my anxiety, if I could, you know, not feel sadness. No, they're actually allies on our path if we can learn to turn toward them and see what insights they have beneath the emotion. Mm. Because the emotion is just a signal and the emotion has something to tell us. And so the task is not to push it away, but to learn how to relate to it, I love to think of emotions as sometimes like they're like little children that are speaking out, and we wouldn't like punch a kid. We would turn toward the kid and say, hey, like, I see you hanging out here. What is it that you want me to know?
You know, I don't have kids. I have dogs. And I can tell you this, every curl of the lip or wag of the tail or bark or bite is a conversation. And it's no different. It's no different than our emotions, right? It's just
Absolutely.
The start of a conversation, but most of us feel the emotion and then just sit there like, oh God, this emotion. But you have a 3-part routine to take us through to help us choose wonder over worry. Could you tell us about that?
Absolutely. So the first step is to name it. So to name what you're feeling, name it, tame it. And to say, you know, right now I'm this emotion of anxiety is coming up and my palms are a little sweaty and my heart's beating fast. And this thought is going through my head of like, what if it all falls apart? Whatever that is for you, when you can name it, you can tame it, because when we're in worry, we're either in the past or we're in the future. We're not in the present. When we name it, we come back to the present. And then the second is to talk to it. Just like you said, it's the start of a conversation. I love that. So we can dialogue with whatever our emotion is and say, hey, you're here. Why are you here? What's up? And talk to it and understand and like, hey, how can we work together? And usually there's like really important information there. And then the last step is to make a request. So, you know, our emotions may have insights for us, but they can also hang out for a little too long. Like as a writer, my perfectionist, it can show up and tell me everything is terrible, which can prevent me from writing. But really, when I talk to my perfectionist, I realize my perfectionist just wants things to be really good, cares about a high quality product, which I do too. However, if the perfectionist is hanging out, you know, and telling me as I'm writing that it's terrible, I'm not going to write very much. So I might make a request and say, hey, perfectionist, we have the same goal. However, I need to get messy before I can get to really good. So can you go get a massage while I create that space to get messy? And so it's learning to nonviolently communicate with ourselves so that we can become who we're here to be.
Amber Ray, where can we go to find out more about who and all you are?
So my personal website is amberray.com, and that's R-A-E in the spelling of Ray. And then you can learn all about the book at choosewonder.com.
Choosewonder.com. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Hi, it's Casey. Thank you for shining on today. If you'd like to be entered in the drawing to win Amber Ray's book, Choose Wonder Over Worry, email me from the website casey.co. That's where you'll find a page of core values to choose from if you want to try Coach Ida Field's exercise. Get to know yourself a little bit better. And join Ida and me as we have our first Shine On Book Club Walk and Talk June 3rd in Garrison. We'll be talking about the Abundance Project. Get details at casey.co. Coming up, you're invited to attend an event with a cosmic star creator. That's next.
Reiki is the world's most popular form of energy healing. Now you have an opportunity to study Reiki from one of the world's leading Reiki masters. Brett Bevel is an internationally published author and works with some of Hollywood's elite, endorsed by Kariana Nava from Dancing with the Stars. Reiki master Brett Bevel is offering a first and second degree Reiki training the weekend of June 29th through July 1st at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck. And if you already have Reiki training, Brett and several leading Reiki authors authors are offering the Power of Reiki Conference at Omega Institute, June 1st through 3rd. There you can learn new techniques to deepen your Reiki practice. Learn more about Brett at brettbevel.com and learn more about these transformational Reiki workshops at eomega.org. That's the Power of Reiki Conference, June 1st through 3rd, and the Reiki Training Weekend, June 29th through July 1st. Find more at brettbevel.com. That's brettbevel.com.
We don't believe the future can wait for the future. We are City of Hope doctors. We advance science that saves lives. City of Hope research has led to the development of synthetic human insulin and four of the most widely used cancer-fighting drugs. We are maximizing the potential of immunotherapy and making precision medicine a reality. We have performed more than 13,000 bone marrow and stem cell transplants with unparalleled survival rates. With three manufacturing facilities, we can turn laboratory discoveries into new therapies faster. Today, we are pioneering stem cell therapies for patients with cancer, diabetes, even autoimmune diseases. It's not enough to promise patients a future cure. We must find it now. For over a century, we've been driven to discover the answers that don't exist. Find out more at cityofhope.org.
Hi, it's Casey. Thanks for listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. Now, healers and dreamers and coaches, meet Monica Aparicio. She has a unique business summit happening soon in New York City. What does Monica do?
I think of myself as a cosmic star creator. And basically what that is I'm someone who's really dedicated to making sure that people know about you. If you're someone that is here to make a really big difference in the world, particularly through some kind of healing modality or through just supporting somebody else and improving their lives and their businesses, then I make sure that people know about you through live events and through mentoring work. So just love making people stars.
Cosmic star creator. And what's your website that supports this?
TheLifestyleLounge.events.
TheLifestyleLounge.events. Okay. Now you have an event coming up called the
Sustainable Success. This is my absolute favorite event. So what I found is that for people who are a little more spirit-centered or just live or work in a more integrative way, a straightforward business conference can be very dreamy. Lots of information.
Fluorescent lights.
Yeah, the traditional hotel, big, you know, just lots of information all day long. So I wanted to create something that was more intimate, more connecting, where if you are just starting off in your business, or maybe you moved to the city and you're new and you don't have a community yet, where you could go and really connect with people who are going to be your next collaborators, your friends, your supporters, and at the same time also access resources. Like, we have amazing speakers. The main speaker for June 16th is Monica Shaw. So she's a multimillionaire. She really teaches about how to have a breakthrough in your revenue. Then I have other speakers who really help you connect to what your blueprint for success is based on your soul. So it's a nice combination of just straight up business and also soulful community and connection. Mm. It's a soulful business conference meets networking party meets classroom lab meets group healings, because there are also healings that happen, like a sound healing and a visualization.
Good girl, you covered it all. You got a full menu, soup to nuts. And this is happening where in New York?
So it's at a private townhouse on 14th Street near the Meatpacking District. It's an all-day event from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And it's on Saturday, June 16th.
Fabulous. All right, and people can sign up where?
The Lifestyle Lounge. That event. I just want to say there's an early bird until June 1st. If
June
people
1st.
Happen to catch this before, then yeah.
Any last words? Anything else our listeners need to know?
I just love what you said about aligning with your soul. And oftentimes people get stuck, especially if you've been in business for a while, and really it's just coming back to the essence of you and having a great community to support you to do that. So.
Nothing better than having a great community to support you.
Yes.
That's the truth. And thank you for leading up that front. Monica Aparicio, TheLifestyleLounge.events. We wish you much success.
Thank you for having me, Casey. Thanks so much.
And thank you for shining on today. We can always continue the conversation at Casey.co. And if you're listening on the PAML broadcasting stations, you're hearing this Shine On show two Sundays in a row, as we want to make sure everybody who maybe was out of town for Memorial Day got to meet today's guests. And our thought for the day is from Aristotle, who said, "Knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom." Shine on. You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, for your entertainment only. Heard Sunday mornings on 100.7 WHUD and on Real Country's 920, 1260, and 1420 AM, all in New York's Hudson Valley. Subscribe to Shine on iTunes and SoundCloud and catch a show anytime at kacey.co. That's K-A-C-E-Y.co. Shine On.